Talk some soccer. We are joined right now by the U.S. men's national team head coach, 44 caps with the men's national team, including two World Cups. First U.S. men's national team head coach to have played for the U.S. in a World Cup. The U.S. is going up against Panama Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern from Glendale, Arizona. My guest is Greg Berhalter. Greg, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Coach, let me talk to you about this. You and I spoke shortly after you were named the national team head coach, and now you just named your 23-player roster for a pair of upcoming friendlies. So first things first, what have the last few weeks, and in particular your first camp as a national team head coach, been like?
You know, it's been much better than expected in terms of, you know, when you're planning this, you're not exactly sure how the execution's going to go. And from an execution standpoint, it's been great. I think we've been planning a lot of off-the-field activities for the guys. The training on the field has been excellent. The guys have been improving every single day. And some great camaraderie amongst the players.
All right, so I want to unpack some of that. But when you did your homework before that job, certainly you knew what you were getting into. You knew what you signed up for. Has there been anything in the early going that surprised you at all?
You know, I'm surprised how intelligent the players are and how open they are to learning. You know, we're doing video sessions where you know, they're saying, hey, coach, can you go back a couple frames here? I want to take a look at this. I mean, they're very open and have been great during this learning process.
We're talking to Greg Berhalter. So the January camp is made up of domestic players. What were you hoping to see from the players when they came together in Chula Vista?
So we outlined to the players that, you know, this is an opportunity for them to be part of the group. And we were looking at them and evaluating based on, you know, four main things. First of all, how they fit into the culture, and then how they're open to learning, how they're adapting to the playing style, and then how they compete. So those are the four major buckets that we're evaluating the players in.
All right, so when you've got those four buckets, how much of that then, when you break it down, this time right now together with the team, how much of it is about tactics and strategies? And then how much of that is just about developing relationships with the players and the players with each other?
So that's a good question, and it's a bit of both. So we have to develop the tactical side of it, but a large part of it is just getting to know these guys, know where they come from, know, you know, their experiences with the national team, you know, hear about their club situations, you know, some of their coaching experiences in terms of, you know, what coaches have affected them in a positive way, in a negative way. So it's a really, you know, intensive time of getting to know the players.
Greg Berhalter is the U.S. men's national team head coach. You've got the U.S. going up against Panama Sunday from Glendale, Arizona. Greg, one thing I thought was really interesting, you banned cell phones in the dining area. I could see why you'd be looking to do something like that in an effort to kind of develop that chemistry among the players. But in the absence of the cell phones, crossword puzzles became a really big deal. What do you make of the crossword obsession as it unfolded?
So now I have to ban crossword puzzles. That's the problem. We have
great.
To cut back. So now we're at two meals a day crosswords. But you know, I think it's great to hear, you know, to hear questions flying. Hey, what you know, what's 22 down? You guys got, you know, 15 acrosses, and it's been good. The guys have been working in groups together, and you can tell the guys that are more advanced and have been doing them for a while, they're breezing through them. Other guys are just catching up and struggling. But it's been a fun way to get together and get to know each other.
All right, so every single coach I have on, and I know you're a big sports fan, you understand this, they always talk about culture. It's always about the culture. But the difference in your job is you don't have a lot of time with these guys. How much more challenging is it when you only have a limited amount of time with the guys before they go back to their regular teams when you're trying to develop that culture?
It's definitely a challenge. So that's the first thing. It is a challenge. But I think the first thing is, you know, the staff has to be very clear and has to embody, you know, the cultural values. That's first and foremost. And then we need to set aside time to do cultural things. And you know, we don't have time to get into it now, but we did some pretty cool stuff in Chula Vista that really brought the team together. And it's important that you program time, even if it means sacrificing a day on the field.
So I know you don't have a lot of time to get into it, but can you give me an example? What types of things do you do off the field that would help the team on the field?
So, you know, we, for example, and this is, you know, a movie I highly recommend, we took the guys to see Free Solo. And, you know, talking about, you know, this one climber's journey to climb El Capitan without a rope. And, you know, just incredible amount of preparation it took into it. And for the outside world, it seems really risky, but the message to the players is, listen, with preparation, you know, it mitigates the risk. And that's what we're trying to do with our playing style. You know, it may look risky to people, but if we're prepared and we can execute, you know, then we're in complete control.
Hey, Greg, I understand why you would show the team that movie. That movie is absolutely amazing. It's amazing. How did the team react to it?
They were in awe. I mean, we were talking about it for days. We had a nice session the next day and recapped, you know, some themes from that, just about the preparation and dedication. And you know, it just hits central themes of, you know, if you want to achieve these goals, what are you willing to sacrifice? And I think that's our main takeaway from that movie.
We're talking to Greg Berhalter for a few more moments. So you've got a lot of young talent playing both domestically and internationally for the fans to be excited about. What are you hoping to see from your guys on Sunday and then the following Saturday against Costa Rica and San Jose? Is it about the results or is it about laying the foundation for the future?
Well, you know, the results are always nice. I mean, you know, let's be honest, that's our business. But what I'd like to see is that, you know, when you watch the game, you see, okay, I can see what they're trying to do. This is the beginning of what they're trying to do. That's really important to us. You know, we've been working hard for these last 2.5 weeks, and it should be able to resonate with people on the field.
Greg Berhalter is my guest. Listen, you've got a number of guys on that roster, the 23-player roster, who have yet to make their debut for the United States. Looking back on your career, what do you remember about your first match as a national team player?
Oh, my gosh. It was in Saudi Arabia. Hmm. And I got subbed on at halftime, and it was amazing. You know, you wait for that moment. I was in the youth national teams and came up through the youth ranks. And the moment when you're full international is really memorable. Just to be on the field and representing your country in a full international match was special for me.
Listen, I understand that one player who does not lack experience is Michael Bradley. And I understand that in the team's failure to qualify, he took a lot of heat and a lot of criticism. As you look at that, how fair was that criticism? And what does he mean to your team right now?
Well, soccer is a collective game, and it's very hard to pin, you know, the results of a nation on one player. So I didn't really find that fair. You know, he has experience, and, you know, maybe more was expected of him. But the way I look at it is, you know, he's a guy who has experience in our group, who can help the younger players, and has quality. I mean, the first and foremost, he wouldn't be involved in this camp if he didn't have quality.
Couple of quick things. There's always that quest for a number 10, right? You had a great 10 in Columbus. Do you feel like that player does exist in the U.S. talent pool right now, or maybe do you have to adjust your style a little bit?
So I can see us adjusting a little bit, and it's not for the lack of a pure number 10. It's maybe to be more dangerous and maybe have, you know, two 10s that can share the workload and really, you know, put the team on their heels defensively. So, We're looking at all angles. You know, when we talk about young, talented players like Christian Pulisic, you know, who just got transferred to Chelsea for a huge amount, you know, we want to put him in position to succeed. That's our job as coaches. And it's not putting more pressure on him. It's not giving him more responsibility. It's just giving him the ability to influence the game. And that's what we're going to be focused on.
All right, so finally, you've got these two friendlies coming up. I understand that you may have another one coming up in March that's about to be announced. I don't want to get greedy, Greg, but might we be able to break a little news right here? Can you give everybody a sneak preview or a sense of who it might be against and where that match might take place?
Yeah, so we're going to be playing Chile in Houston in March. And, you know, when you talk about very difficult South American opponents that bring a high level of physicality and quickness and speed, you know, that's Chile. And that's going to be a great game. You know, we usually draw very well in Houston, so we're excited about that venue. And, you know, it will give our guys a chance, you know, to test ourselves against some good competition.
I appreciate you, Greg. Thanks so much for throwing us that bone. That's outstanding. You've got the first U.S. men's national team head coach to have played for the U.S. in a World Cup. Panama and the U.S. Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern from Glendale, Arizona. Appreciate you, Greg. Thank you very much. Great to have you back. Let's do it again soon.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Great talking to you. Greg Berhalter. Not to pat ourselves on the back. Not only are we talking soccer, we are breaking news as it relates to soccer. U.S. men's national team head coach letting you know that they will go up against Chile in Houston in March. So you've got a couple of friendlies coming up starting Sunday night. Panama in the U.S. in Glendale.